It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 5th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is abhor, spelled A-B-H-O-R. Abhor is a verb that means to regard with extreme repugnance, to feel hatred or loathing for, to loathe. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Examiner by Sally Klein. The ultimate film geek, he worships the medium and abhors banality, even as he reworks motifs from previous movies in his creative choices. The word abhor implies strong feelings of repugnance, disgust, and aversion. This degree of distaste is seen in the word's history. In earlier use, abhor sometimes implied an actual shrinking away from something in horror or repugnance. Appropriately, the word's Latin source, the verb abhorrere, comes from the prefix ab, meaning from or away, and the verb horrere, meaning to bristle, to shiver, or to shudder. As you may have guessed, the Latin horrere is also the source of English words like horror, horrify, and horrible. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.